B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
It is a big day for our Lorette.
Big scary day.
You've been complaining to me all morning that you have a massive headache.
I do. I have a headache. Like,
you feel woozy?
Yeah, a little bit. Because I keep thinking about the physical I have today and the blood that I have to have drawn.
You are deathly, absolutely 100% deathly afraid of needles.
Yeah, I hate them. It's crazy because, like, I've had a baby. I've gone through the worst of it. I know it's not as bad as it is in my head. But in my head, it's still the scariest thing in the world.
So give everyone a little backstory because you are going for your physical.
Yeah.
But I know that you like a specific doctor's office.
Yeah.
Is it a specific nurse who actually administers it?
Yes.
I mean, that's not unheard of. But.
So my doctor has two different offices and I was trying to make, I didn't realize I was going to have the blood drawn when I made the appointment for the physical. So I made it at the other office. But I normally, anytime I ever have to get blood drawn, go to the office in South Charlotte because I like this one specific girl. Here's the thing.
What do you like about her?
If you're going to draw my blood, you've got to use a butterfly needle. You've got to handle me with kid gloves. Like, you've got to be good with kids, basically.
Can you tell everyone that?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, like, you know, some people are like, yeah, okay, whatever, don't look. And then who knows what gauge needle they're using on me, you know? But, like, I need to know and I need to trust that person because you only get to stick me one time, once. That's all you got. So if my veins are rolling, like, you better be at the top of your game to draw my blood or we're not doing it.
Damn, coach.
Yeah. And that's like, that's kind of the, I say the pep talk that I give everybody who draws my blood. But so, I'm like, listen, I'm really afraid you really only get one shot at this.
Do you lay down? Because you could pass out if you're sitting up.
I have laid down before. I typically stay seated and, like, obviously I have my arm out until I feel sick. And then I put my head over between my knees.
Really? That bad?
Yeah.
Are you seeing the person who you want to see today?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes. But it took me, like, I mean, a week of coaxing via email and then finally just going above that person and talking to the doctor.
So I don't love blood, like the sight of blood, which is why when we talked about me being a volunteer firefighter the other day and I said, like, I just can't do car wrecks because I don't like the sight of blood, especially if it's not even my own, like, ugh. Is it the needles that freaks you out or is it the actual fact that they're, cause for me, I'm okay with the needle, but what I don't like is sitting there watching them take vial after vial of blood.
I think it's a whole experience for me, like from start to finish. I have to take a Valium. It's a whole thing.
You have to take a Valium to get,
yes.
Really? That bad?
100%. Wait, can I tell you the most Valium I've ever taken to have blood drawn? I've taken like, five milligrams, so like 25 milligrams. When I was auditioning for Amazing Race, they had to do like all these shots, all this blood work, all these like crazy tests, and I literally had to take like 25 milligrams of Valium to get through the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
I was like barely awake but still crying, you know.
I was afraid. Pass the drooling. And Doc, just keep going.
Like, I can barely talk.
Like, coming out of anesthesia. Like, everybody takes video of their friends coming out of anesthesia. Like, I love my husband.
And, you know, like, it's just not such a big deal with me. Like, I don't think it hurts. Like, because I'm a bigger.
Well, you're a pro.
I have bigger, I'm a big guy, so it's hard for them to find a vein. So they have to, like, stick me five times
Done.
So who are you to make the decision that they're only doing one stick and done? You're the patient. You know what I mean?
It's
so
my
body.
So
what do they say? That you have to, well, fine, you have to come back now.
That's fine, but we're not doing it again. Like,
wouldn't you rather get it over with?
No, or knock me out.
Knock you out the table.
Yes.
Anesthesia, it's not that bad.
You got some, like, laughing gas back there? I don't know.
Text message from 336, first time texter, says, before I became a nurse, I worked in a lab and drew blood all day long. Lorette is one of those patients that we would dread getting.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to the actual blood draw, we use a bigger gauge needle than what they request.
No. That's 336.
Here's what we want to know, though. Let's take it away from the needles. Let's take it away from the blood. Good luck today, Lorraine. What time are you doing it so that we can all think about you?
I have to leave here at 10.
You have to leave here at 10 because you're going to go in the parking lot and pop back a bunch of pills.
Probably.
Calm down.
What time are you getting the blood drawn?
I would say probably around 11:30.
So what are you leaving here at 10 for?
Yeah, why do you have to leave right after?
Because you have to meet with the doctor and everything else. Then your blood is at the end of your appointment. So it's it's a physical.
No, you're up to something. What are you up to? You're going to drive around and meditate? It's fine. Whatever you do.
I am going to take Valium. I can assure you of that. I need some time for that to kick in.
And that probably messes your blood work up, too.
I can't take... No, I have a prescription for it. But I can't take the Valium here and then drive on the Valium. No. So I have to drive there, take the Valium, wait for it to work, then meet with the doctor, then get my blood drawn. It's a whole thing.
The nurse, by the way, the only person that when she gets blood drawn, they have to wheel her in on a wheelchair.
I know. I'm like, oh, this poor victim.
I wish she could put me on a gurney, let me go to sleep, and just do it while I'm out.
It's unbelievable that you have this fear of needles that bad.
Yeah,
that's what we want to talk about. Take away the needles, unless that's what you're afraid of. But we want to know, what is it that you are, uncontrollably freaked out about in your life? 704-570-9595. Your irrational fear, I guess we would call it.
Yeah.
What are you so fearful about that, you sweat, start getting a headache like Loren's doing? You hate it so much. Give us a call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If you're just tuning in, Loren's got to do it today. She's freaked out about it. She's not happy, but we all have to do it. Loren, what are you doing?
Yep, I've got a physical and I have to give blood.
And the text messages coming in are making you feel what? Much better, right?
No. The last one I read, somebody got stabbed 6 times, and I'm pretty sure that's attempted murder.
It's just an itty-bitty needle.
2 very inexperienced nurses stuck me 6 times, 3 in each arm. I freaked out and kicked one of them. I was 21.
Yeah. This all stems back from, the Hepatitis B series that you have to get growing up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I decided after getting 2 of the 3 that I didn't, I was done with it. I was 10 or whatever, how old you are. And my mom she lied to me and told me we were going to McDonald's and then pulled up in the doctor's office.
That's what people do with dogs.
I know.
Come on, Rover, we're going to go to the park. And then they jump in the car or you throw a bone in the crate.
Well, when we got to the doctor's office, I'm like, I'm not going in. And I jumped a fence and ran down 3 lots and wouldn't get in the car. My dad had to come and get me and drag me into the doctor's office hold me down while they administered the damn shot.
And by the way, weren't you 22 when that happened?
No, but I'm sure it did happen again in my 20s.
A lot of people are deathly afraid of different things. It's not just needles. And that's what we want to know at 704-570-9595. What are you deathly afraid of, Ashley and Boone?
Oh my God, my fear is flying.
Really?
It's hard. My 25th birthday, my friend surprised me with a trip to Boston. But the only way I can go is to fly. And so we go out to Charlotte, prep up, have a couple beers, it's okay. And I realize, crap, countdown goes, we got an hour and a half. I take a bar and a half. And I'm walking to the airport. A bar and a half, Xanax.
A bar, Xanax. Oh. Yeah, Xanax bar.
And I got my bags and everything, I'm walking, carrying a Pillowpet. 25 years old, bawling the whole time. Freaking out, I'm going to cry. Everybody stop me at the airport. Is she okay? Can she go? It gets worse. I slow down. Kids are staring at me. One kid, I kick his suitcase because he keeps on staring at me wondering what's wrong with this full-grown lady. And I finally stand in line.
She kicks his suitcase? Down. What are you looking at, kid?
Yeah, she's on every single medication and drunk.
Yes, and the lady's like, oh, she's fine. She's just going to airplane for the first time. She's on her meds. She's like, oh, we got a seat for her.
Ashley,
she's
did you make it?
Yes, after having to slow down the airplane for about 20 minutes, and the lady across from me buys me another drink. I finally pass out before the train goes off.
Oh my gosh.
I wake up full ride. I wake up with my head on the window, and all I see is this ground and clouds. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And the lady across from me looks at me. She's like, I want to buy her another drink.
Knock her back out.
Meanwhile, like when I'm on a plane, I'm hoping for turbulence so it's a bit fun, you know? Something a bit different.
To make this boring ride a little more fun.
Oh.
This is Carrie in Lancaster. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, so what is your irrational fear of?
Well, I'm all in with Lorraine on the needles thing, because that's a whole other episode. But snakes really just, I will have a panic attack, so.
Snakes. Roy, you don't like snakes.
Yeah.
Hey, Lorraine, if you want to come down and have some drinks, you're a better woman than I am, because if they told me I had to go have blood drawn, I just wouldn't show up.
Carrie, so, my gosh.
Run.
I wasn't showing up without a prescription.
You know, and you know, Manny, how you say you never want to know if you're sick or not.
No.
Meanwhile, like when I go to the doctor, I'm like, let's just do a full panel, see what's happening.
Shouldn't you draw more blood?
I'm going to check it all. Oh, let's talk with Sarah Monroe. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. What are you deathly afraid of? Like our friend Lorraine is deathly afraid of needles.
I'm scared to death of breaking my nose.
Interesting.
Have you broken your nose before?
No, but for like, I've like heard of other people breaking their nose, and they say like sometimes to like set it, you have to like re-break it again. Like, and I don't know. It just sounds horrible, and I'm scared to death of breaking my nose.
Okay.
Have you taken measures to protect your nose in certain situations, like at a baseball game, like if you go to the Knights game, or if you're involved in something that might break your nose, do you cover your nose?
No, I don't, but I probably should.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sarah. Lorraine, a 13-year-old wants to give you support.
Jaden, welcome to the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show.
Hi, when I was 3 years old, I had a kidney transplant, and I had to go in every month and get labs drawn. So I just thought it'd be good to give Lorraine some encouragement, because if I can do it and I'm 13 years old, I'm sure Lorraine can do it.
See, Lorraine. Tough it up.
I know. You're the best.
And then and on December 5th, we're doing our Secret Santa for Levine Children's Hospital, yeah. And they bring kids in, and we get to meet all these awesome patients and their parents who are there, and these kids who are getting the fight of their life and kicking cancer's butt and such.
And here I am, here just complaining about getting blood drawn today. Well, now I feel terrible.
Thanks, Jaden.
Oh.
Somebody's afraid of their contacts.
Okay, this is Christine in Gastonia. I could probably get behind this. Christine?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're afraid of your contact lens?
Yeah, so I didn't get glasses until like after my senior year of high school, and then after like 3 years of having glasses, I finally got my contact, and I actually had a panic attack in the eye doctor when they were trying to get me to put them in. And then occasionally they'll like fold up and roll up in my eye, and I'm just completely...
Christine.
I'm in belief that they will go behind my eye.
Christine, you are setting me up right now to give a plug to the great Dr. Moziani. Thank you, Lorraine, at Providence Eye and Laser Specialist. It is time for LASIK.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm only 23.
It's okay. My wife was only 28 when she got it done. It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Go check them out. ProvidenceEYE.com. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. How much volume I would need?
For LASIK?
Yeah.
None. It's so easy. I'm telling you. Real quick, because we got to wrap up, but JT's got a weird one. Last one.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
So I'm deathly afraid of taxidermy.
I can totally, totally understand that.
Explain.
They're kind of creepy.
Explain.
So, like if it's just like a deer head or something on the wall, that's cool. But like anything that's big at all, like a bear or a buffalo or anything like that, it's just like I start sweating. I can't talk. I can't move. I just anytime I see him, I just freak out.
I have a friend who's, and I won't say her name because they live here, whose mom wants to have their dog taxidermied when it passes away.
Oh my gosh, that's so creepy.
He's like, we'll just stuff it like a teddy bear, and then he can be around forever.
No.
Like, wow.
No. You could do that for Woofer, your dog.
Woofer's at the vet.
I'm looking for the name of it, like what the fear of taxidermy is called, and I don't even know if I could find it anywhere, bud.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's like a legitimate thing or not.
Yeah, it should be.
It's got to be.
It should be. All right, thanks, JT. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go, Lorraine. 13-year-old giving you advice, and everybody else is afraid of something.
I know.
So you have that. Okay, coming up after 9. Oh, this is fun. It's National World Toilet Day. So we're naturally going to play the game, Will It Flush? We'll explain in 5 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.